Patrick, how are we? How are
And
we?
we're doing good. Let's try for several seconds of silence.
4:34 is theoretically done at 5:05 or 5:04. I can suck at math. 5 seconds of silence. Four, five.
Jesus. 3 seconds of silence.
Three okay. and a half.
Somebody please tell me what take we're on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, I think Patrick's
133.
133.
Oh, he does have.
Yes. Welcome to take 133 of episode one. My name is Philip Barton.
It's a lot better than depending on Jesus. I am Brad Barton.
And the rickety. Pause for rickets? Do I pause now? Or?
I don't know.
We're doing great.
We're gonna work on that.
Third leg of this stool. I could pause here as well. I mean,
you want to talk about your stool for a while?
We got Patrick, how you doing?
Buried. I'm you know, so-so.
So, well, you don't have to be honest. We're fine. this attempt, a product of Glacial Productions, derivative broadcasting, and short attention span theater, is brought to you but not sponsored by Coors Light, 2003 Ford F-150, and...
Fat Chance, Slim Chance, and you lucky bastard!
Insert segue to Patrick's sponsors. Smoothly.
Smoothly. That was rather well done. I don't know what I have. I am so discombobulated today. That reminds me. What are we talking about today?
Wait, we haven't. Hold on. Oh, there's a whole rest of the list thing here. You were gonna
say, my God, we have more spiel.
Yes.
Sorry, guys. Spiel away.
Okay. Well, I know you had the original composite. Dirt.
Dirt.
Yes,
the original dirt. Composite flooring.
Yes. Dirt. You're standing on it. Brother Brad, the sound engineer, editor, producer, and head twit of this show, which can be found at brothersbarton.net, has another show, you know, which can be found at thelabwithbrad.com. Because one podcast isn't enough.
Never.
Gentlemen, start your engine. No, gentlemen.
Who are you talking to?
You guys. There's two of you. And,
I'm not gentle.
That is a lie. That is a filthy lie.
You're right. I only bite if you want me to.
Gentleman absolutely describes us. We are gentle men.
Big fat fucking wimps. Is that what you're saying?
Which I would include on with you, Patrick. You strike me as a gentleman, which is
I try and be gentle.
Right? I mean...
Yes. No, I really do.
Once you're over a certain size,
right?
It's very important to be aware of your momentum.
Yes, especially
true.
If you have 5 foot somethings wandering around.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it always occurred to me that being a tiny, skinny little blind man would be much worse.
Are you actually asking once if being an invisible blind man would be a good thing?
No, we pretty much came to the consensus that you'd die the first time you tried to cross the street.
Absolutely. You're wandering around.
There would be no
blind
help for
or
you.
Be invisible. Don't be both at once.
No kidding.
People would be like, I hear something. I hear whimpering. What the hell's going on?
You're bleeding out. Your
What's that red
invisible?
Stain? Somebody lost some hydraulic fluid, I guess.
Yeah. Well, today is my go, and I was actually going to talk about the weird headspace that is involved between you're talking at the show, you're trying to come up with bits at the same time. Like, I learned this from recording Brad's show in particular, but now that I have my own, which I blame on Brad.
Right, because I talked you into this. That's
unjustifiably,
right.
Yes, I am Stalin.
Better than Putin.
You know what actually happened? It was his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a midlife crisis.
He
came to me and he said, okay, I want my own podcast.
We're gonna
do this. I want it to be the popular one. I want everyone to love me and make more money than you ever dreamt of.
There was much beer involved.
This is an awesome plan. I feel like I'm so happy to be a part of this.
I've been on board since day one.
And I am too, despite everything awesome you've said talk.
Since then, I have been slowly and carefully, Glacial Productions, dragging him, kicking and screaming towards the dream he described to me.
Actually, the very first time.
Reminds me of a movie line from The Mexican. And you have Forrest Gumped your way through this whole thing.
I haven't even seen that movie. That's a good line.
Forrest Gump?
No, The Mexican.
No, The Mexican.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Referring to a pistol, not a nationality or a person. Let's just throw that disclaimer out.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Absolutely. And also, I should warn anybody listening, I may have had more beer between Brad's recording and this recording than usual.
Over at the lab with Brad, we were celebrating our 6-year anniversary.
Yeah, and he cracked a beer.
Congratulations.
And I said, right. I'm all for it.
Don't normally start drinking during my show, but
no,
we did.
I usually wait.
It got extra like science-y.
3 days.
We needed the beer.
Oh! I'm not drunk. I'm just extra science-y.
It's what you call science lubrication. Is what we got going on right here.
There's science involved.
Need to limber things up.
There's science involved in alcohol. It's there's yeast and
there's alcohol involved in science.
As far as what I've read about, various scientists, especially the cutting edge folk from physics, they're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
All right. And alcohol is pretty tame compared to, like, I don't know, the cocaine or the heroin or the.
But you also have to disinfect your petri dishes and stuff. I mean, is that a. That could be an alcohol thing.
Yeah, do not drink isopropyl alcohol.
Oh.
Right. Disclaimer to those playing the home game.
Yeah.
It's the other kind of alcohol. That one will just make you dead.
What is the difference between denatured.
Denatured alcohol is ethyl alcohol, the stuff you normally drink that's happy, but they put poison in it.
On purpose.
So people won't drink it as a beverage.
Denatured. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Wow, today I learned. Thank you, Brad.
You're welcome. I'm here for you.
Isopropyl.
All right.
Book on building a still, which is totally illegal, and I never did for alcohol.
No.
I think you can get a special license now. Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously, we got whiskey manufacturers in the States. You can get a license.
We do.
I wanted to mention that when I first learned about Weird Headspaces by Philip Barton was reading out loud. Yeah. I got fairly good at this.
Lots of practice having a blind big brother.
Yes, indeed.
All.
But you know, I was also very proud to be able to read out loud and keep the sentences going.
It took
going.
Years for me to realize that he, despite how good he is at reading this out loud, if he reads it out loud, he retains none of it.
Nothing. Because he would ask me questions, and I'm like,
"What are you talking about? I read it to you, man."
You know what that
tells me is just how much you're here for your brother. That's what that tells me.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
We all got various substances here to fill.
You're focused on the performance aspect.
Exactly.
You're understood.
All
the clarity.
Exactly.
The enunciation. The getting the right timing when you're reading.
That's part of what throws me off, that he doesn't remember it.
Maybe you should read it like Shatner.
That's been known to happen.
Mudwat Kent.
If I get bored.
He starts reading like
Please
Shatner.
Bend the wire and insert to the graphite.
I don't do impressions, but when I do, it's often like Shatner. Yeah.
It's often good.
Exactly. Full mental power involved in trying to just present it well. And yeah, even though.
Actually, weirdly, gives me hope for AIs to become decent narrators. Because if you could do as well as you did without retaining any of it, that means you don't have to understand what you're reading.
Oh, crap. Brad, did you hear about the. So there was the chatbot GPT or whatever?
GPT.
Well, that exists.
That is a language model, by the way. That's all it is.
I'm not 100% sure if that was behind it, but the
girls probably tried.
Wow. Global positioning telescope. But there was a
generally pretty tonight.
AI was touted as a way to replace your employees. That's not how they put it, but there was a helpline for obesity that basically laid off all their human employees and took over this chat bot.
I heard something about this.
That goes really well until it doesn't.
No, yeah.
Right?
And in what day after.
Did you hear the spectacular or the way in which this didn't go well?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did, but I'm drinking beer.
Growing portly today.
Yeah, no. People would ask them questions about, you know, how do I fight my urges or this, that, and the other, and it wasn't explicit as far as how it was doing it, but it was basically suggesting to them all of the things that usually trigger people to eat more or
it
was actually giving
not as bad as I
harmful advice. Yeah. It started giving advice where someone said, wait a minute, this is what started my eating disorder and that's what you're telling me to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they decided to save all kinds of money by ready, fire, aim, and yes, they should get exactly what they deserve.
It happens to large corporations all the time. They get sort of hypnotized by this super sexy AI solution.
Or whatever buzzword and concept is the darling of the day.
Got fired more than once by pointing out to management that, you know, you just spent a ridiculous amount of money on the system that isn't going to do what you need it to.
Really? Or,
you're not don't be defeatist. You're fired.
Really?
Yeah,
the magical thinking at its finest, which corporations are just so bad and good
at. Sometimes they'd hire him back once they realized how right he was. But, you know, he's an independent these days.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. I do have a bone to pick with Reddit by Philip Barton, except I'm not sure how upset I should be. So
can it be upset long enough for me to go pee while you talk about
it? Yeah, I mean,
as long as you're quiet. I'll be back.
You guys got this, right?
You don't do the Reddit.
Well, I'm not going to do it in here.
Oh, I see. What's that dripping sound?
Brad, that hole comes down to the basement. Stop it.
Stop it, Brad. It's going to get the hose again.
But, Patrick, you were saying that there was a Today I Fucked Up posted by the Reddit guy.
Supposedly. I don't know if it has been confirmed, but the guy who actually started Reddit and who's the big head honcho, supposedly, maybe it was a satirical post that someone posted and put somebody his name.
In his name.
That's definitely possible because they're snarky like that. But the person, whoever it was, did say that what their decision had unintended consequences that they can see that they weren't happy with either. And so they understand all the anguish out there from users, but they're trying to keep third party apps basically from siphoning up their ad revenue. I get where they're coming from.
Which
now,
makes
whether that's
sense.
The truth or not, I don't know because I'm not tech savvy enough. So I'm not making the determination here. I'm just laying it out. Like that's what I've understood this whole drama to be.
And all I'm looking at from an end user point of view is that the and this is where should I really be upset? When I went out to download something in order to go into Reddit, I was actually looking for the really real Reddit app, as it were.
Yes.
And I accidentally downloaded. It's called Reddit is Fun. But it worked.
Okay, right.
It worked fine, and often there was these little ad blocks that said.
You can see how sneaky and shitty that is, though,
kinda,
for some third party to deliberately try and snipe right in there and do what they did to you, and that is, you know, the one that comes up when you search. Yeah.
Yeah. But it functioned fine, and there was quite a few ad blocks that said, no ad here, thanks for using.
See, a lot of people had used the ad blocks, and that's why they're upset that they took this tact in order to basically defeat. And honestly, they are going to lose a lot of people from the standpoint of they just won't run it without an ad blocker. Their system has been hurt enough too many times that they won't run certain things without ad blockers and protections in place. And I can't blame them that way either. So,
well, that makes sense. But on my phone, I don't care. And honest, I don't think I'm going to last. I want Reddit back. I really do. But I need them to be heard a little bit because they're annoying me.
Well, I think you're upset at them. So you're going to reward them by getting their app.
Eventually. No, they don't know this yet.
You should go ahead, and I will write a very strongly worded letter on your behalf, sir.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Dear sirs, my friend is very upset, and I would like you to know all about it.
I plan to spend at least a week without Reddit and see how I fare.
But I'm
heartily disappointed in you. Yeah, things like that.
But it was my go-to for, like, you do the three S's in the morning, right? And
the three S's?
Right.
Shave, shower.
Oh, yes, okay.
Well, I don't shave, but...
I do, however, shit.
Yes, indeed. With gusto.
It was good for the pooping, yes. It's good for the material. And it's honestly... I like the way it does spark discussion in a lot of different ways. And it's the way people think about things that I find fascinating.
Right. I end up in the comments just to see what people are saying about or reacting, right?
Right. Or, you can get the download from people right away on things. You, like, for example, they showed a stupid how-to video about, like, how to shim your door properly. So then bend the hinged plates on the other side. Mm. And the three comments in there, if you just read a little bit, said, yeah, that's a great tip and all. Just make sure that the first thing you do is tighten all the screws because it may be just a loose hinge plate.
Right.
You
don't need to
go through all that. So it's sort of like, when you're doing something on your car, make sure you do this first before you dig in there.
One time I was installing a screen reader on a college computer. Mm. I was given the task because I could see the screen some, and one of the few, vaguely computer savvy students, and it just wasn't working. I must have installed it 10 different times before I finally realized that the headphone cord was loose.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I spent a good hour on that. Yeah, check the easy shit first.
Seriously. Because
it might be that.
We've all done it with monitors and computers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were at a training event, and there's a thing called a snap terminal. This is not a your story, my story. I swear.
Well, I was done with my story. Go right ahead.
Okay. Anyways, snap terminal. It's a sipper nipper access point. It's basically.
Did you just say sipper nipper?
Sipper nipper, which are also acronyms. Army. Yeah, we embed acronyms into acronyms.
Wow. Sipper nipper is right. I got this there.
Picture of with military a hummingbird that comes after
me. Ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
What one is secret and one is normal. And does not stand for normal, but anyways, the whole point is it's this.
In my mind, it does. I'm not going to listen to you.
It's a satellite dish that comes in these little tough boxes, and you put it together. And I made the infantry guys do it, and they were pleased and proud to do it because the dish is like five different segments.
You ghosts have to prefer teenagers?
Ghost what? What?
Still on GPT. Okay,
ultimately, they got it stood up and everything, and I'm like, you want to see something cool? And I had them push the green button where the satellite dish it tracks like three different satellites.
Oh, yeah.
To get its position and then lands in the middle on the satellite that it needs the information from. So it's just moving around and tracking. And one of those infantry guys was just like, we made this. We made this. Losing his crap.
That's right, you big gorilla.
Yeah.
You barely taped it together. Good job.
Seriously.
Have a cookie. Now buzz it in the corner.
He was very excited. But
that's so funny.
That dang satellite.
Gorillas prepare tech.
That satellite dish is worthless to you. Until
gorillas prep tersely. Sorry. Now you got me doing it.
Hold on.
Sorry. So not being able to talk is terse?
Wait.
Sorry, Phil.
No, hold on.
I need a moment. Let's back it up a second. I'm sorry to derail the whole show here.
No, everything's fine. You have your satellite. It's connected to the other. Excuse me. You have your satellite dish connected to the satellite. It's very happy. But you have a cord running from that to your little server stack, right? Which has a ridiculous number of cables, and there's like a little diagram. Plug in here, slot A goes into section C, and there's pictures. So I plugged it all in, and it wasn't working. Called the civilian guy for the next day, and he's sitting there, and he's struggling, and he's like, wait a minute. He's like, keep it simple. And he looks, and he realizes that one of the Ethernet cords was not connected. It wasn't lit up.
It was like a whole half jack.
It was just It wasn't. It was bad cord. So credit to me for at least plugging them all the way in. But it was a bad
cord. To have a bad cord after all that.
Oh, and I'm the combo guy. I'm supposed to know better.
Looks like Phil's jigging latrines all weekend, apparently. Bad cord. He's going to be bad cord. Check the cord, he's going to say.
Gentle Phil tried.
Oh, neat. What acronym are you guys trying?
GPT.
Oh, my God, you're so far.
I've been doing the whole damn episode. Where have you been?
Great Phil's thingy.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Great Phil's Tetris. Yes, indeed.
Testicles.
All kinds of.
Grow a pair of testicles.
Oh, neat.
Nice one. It turned into a command.
We should make that an internet thing, right?
Yeah, right, you bet. The internet needs more pictures of balls.
More acronyms.
Another related command is gently pat testicles. You know, be careful with them, pals. You don't want to harm yourself.
It's a good thing it's not GFT, or that'd be flick.
Oh, okay. I've seen that.
Ball tap!
Yeah. Got approximately 8 minutes left in case you're curious.
Not a problem. Me and Brad both rewatched Bruce Almighty recently, Patrick. But
I love that movie.
You were watching?
I watched good Lord, what was that? It was called.
I'm so glad we brought this segment up.
It's the latest in the Marvel thing, basically. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before you launch into this, who the fuck is Deadpool? I keep hearing this name. I know nothing about him or his powers or his backstory or anything.
So Deadpool is a very sarcastic character that. He's part of the Marvel universe.
Mm-hmm.
He fourth walls all the time. So he talks directly to the audience. He sort of has those kind of things going on, which is the best part of Deadpool, in my opinion.
But is he a superhero or a villain?
He is. He is a sort of a super anti-hero.
Ah.
He just can't be a Boy Scout. He always talks shit about what's his name? The metal guy. The guy that can turn expression to metal. The guy in the X-Men that can turn into, like, it's not Cyclops. It's Silverman? What's his name?
Not Silver Surfer.
It's not the Silver Surfer. It's the big guy with the Russian accent. He gets in the ball.
Colossus? No. Gigantor?
Is the one.
That it? Colossus?
I think it's the one.
I'll buy it for a dollar.
He can't like go live in the mansion and be all, you know.
But what's his powers, man?
Yeah, I know he has
heals very, very quickly, for one thing.
Okay, that's Wolverine-esque.
Yeah, he wants to be Wolverine so badly because he's so cool. Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah, that's part of it too. And he was like a really awesome soldier and shit at the elite level. And whatever they did to him to make the serum kick in enhanced all of that too. So he has, you know, super reflexes, and you know, he chops bullets in half with katanas and shit like that. It's very, very cinematic.
Ooh.
So
how about his senses? Did he have super senses as well?
I would say no, unless it came to cocaine.
Sort of like Popeye, only entirely different.
Well, there was this bear.
There is a part of that first movie where he literally takes a giant bag of cocaine and stuffs it under his mask and punches himself in the face. And you can see it just go poof. It's just, oh my God, it's a mess. He's a mess. He's what he is.
Yeah, it's a waste of product mess. Right there.
Oh my God, you wouldn't even know.
All I know
about that, you can attract bears.
All I know, all I know about Deadpool is that it's not recommended for children. Very foul mouth, very adult.
They even said that in things that were articles and such. Don't bring your kids to this. And nobody paid any attention. That's and then they have a hard sex scene in the first few minutes.
Really? We warned you, fuckers.
And then that's what he literally says. Deadpool, he fourth walls, and he said, "We told you not to bring your kids." What are you thinking about? It was great. It's so funny. It's one of the funny. The first one is just so funny. And what's brilliant about that is just like Super Troopers, they actually shot the first scene, did the CGI in the case of Deadpool, shot everything, and then shocked that to the studios to sell the rest of the movie.
Super Troopers.
Where they're in the SUV.
He usually like Super Troopers. Like, I know who the fuck the Super Troopers are.
That's Super Troopers was in a different movie. Sorry.
I thought it was Starship Troopers.
That's how they talking about. No, Super Troopers. Wow. that's a must watch too. That's a great movie.
I do like that Starship Troopers had that 50s theme, but what is that?
Doing? Oh, yeah, like that 1940s newsreel style, like the World War II.
Yeah, they definitely had that.
There's a scene where a bug kills a cow, right? And they put the word censor over the body of the cow. You still see blood and guts flying everywhere.
But the censorship is there, yeah. What is the name of that dang video game? But yeah, they have the same sort of theme going on.
Fuck! I know this one.
I don't think that's
it. I do. Something. Dark Side.
Fallout 3.
Fallout 3. Too.
Yes, and
Fallout 3 had a sort of
had to go around and find the admin.
'50s. Yes. A really cool clip art looking style to it.
And you little come out with the Big Daddy following them.
Wait. That is.
That one was BioShock.
That's it. Not the one
Bill was
going
for.
But I feel much better now than now that I remember.
Oh my God.
That is one of my favorite video games ever.
Serotonin for the win.
Absolutely. Replay that thing over and over again. And I don't even like first person shooters. Mm. But that is a great game. It is excellent.
Great Patrick Testosterone. Whew. That's a GPT for you.
are we farming you?
I'm just saying.
Milking him. Don't ask questions.
I'm very disturbed.
It's all consciousness, GPT. Comes to me.
Are you ambulatory? Patrick, pinned to a wall by next time on episode 2.
No, please no. None of
Patrick,
that.
Shrink wrapped and pinned to a wall next time on episode 2. Milking a Patrick next time on episode 2.
Stop.
I'll be stopped. I'm sorry.
Even Zoom is complaining at this point.